When you want to give a matona, you want to be makna something to somebody else, say, need das makna. Everybody agrees, need das makna. And a katan cannot give a matona to someone else because a katan, a cherisha, to the katan, labani das, so they can't give a matona. Is there a need for das kaina? When I give a matona to somebody else, I have das acheres makna. Do you require das kaina? So Tosis point, so there's a beferish in Mishnah that Metzia's katan is only midirabbanan. When a katan picks up a Metzia, he's not kaina minatur. So it would appear that even to be kind of something, you required das kind of cherusha to be cotton, a labane dasa with the matona, the mitzir, the dovish al hefka that they pick up, is only theirs midirabban, it's only gezel midarke shalom. What if someone gives a matona to the cotton? So that's a big taisis in Sanhedrin, the first Talmud in Perek Ben Sura, taisis daf samaches and beis has a machlekes, when you have dasa cheres makne, maybe the cotton is kind of minator. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch Mechoshim Mishpat. Chabad Paskin is like that opinion in Tosis that whenever you have Das Acheres Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. The Shach is not happy with this Tosis, the Shach thinks that we shouldn't Paskin like the Tosis, but that's the way it says in the Chosh Mishpah, they accepted that opinion. So you see that there is a need for Das Kaina whenever there's no Das Makna. Whenever you want to be Zeichem and Ahefker, there is a requirement for Das Kaina. But whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. There is an interesting Gemara later on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing Me'ila Behegdish. How does it come in Maseches Nedarim? So the Gemara has a discussion where the Yesh Me'ila B'Kainomis. If a person says that this potato chip should be Asa B'Achila like a Hegdish, so does it take a habit dinner? Let's say he has potato chips. A potato chip should be Asa B'Achila to everybody. A Kainim Kloli. There's a Kainim, what the Iran calls a Kainim Prati. I ask the potato chips on myself. Then there's a kainim kololi. If the potato chips are mine, I say the potato chips should be asa b'achila to everybody. That's a kainim kololi. So I say the potato chips should be asa b'achila to everybody like hegdish. So the Gemara has, I said ke hegdish. So the Gemara has a machlok zatanan whether yesh me'ila b'kainomis. Since he said he wants it to be like hegdish, so just like on hegdish, there's a din of me'ila, that if you violated the shegig, you have to bring a korban me'ila, maybe over here by nedarim, by kainomis, since he said ke hegdish, you should also be a din of me'ila. So the Gemara discusses a little bit in that context the dinam of Me'ila by Hegdish. So the Gemara has, let's say, I was Magdish, really Magdish, I was Magdish something, and somebody thought it was his, and he gives it b'matana to another party. So there are two types of Me'ila. Tosis in the end of Kiddushin has there are two types. There's Me'ila of Hoitzot, Me'ila of Hanoah. Me'ila of Hanoah, the fellow didn't realize that it was Hegdish, and he ate the potato chips. So he was nana min ahegdish. Then there's another kind of meal of hoitzoah. If the person thought that it's his and he gave it away by matana to somebody else, so that's meal of hoitzoah, even though he wasn't nana at all. And there are differences. Tosis has differences la'alocha about yesh ein moel ha'moel. Once you did meal of hoitzoah, then the thing is yotzei l'chulun. If you only did meal of hanoah, then the thing is not yotzei l'chulun. So the Mishnayos say that the din of me'ila, that it's yotzei l'chulun, only applies if the person was moel behegdish b'shoigig. What if he was moel behegdish b'meizit? So then the din that is yotzei l'chulin was never formulated. So the Gemara has a discussion, what if I have something shel hegdish, and I know that it's hegdish, and I give it to you b'matana. I know that I'm doing wrong. So that it's not yotzei l'chulin, and I don't have to bring a korban me'ila. The korban me'ila, you only get a kapora if you are moel behegdish b'shoigig. Then you bring a korban me'ila, it's yotzei l'chulin, and then you get a kapor. But if you violate a me'ila b'meizid, then you don't bring a korban me'ila. So the thing was not yotzei l'chulin. So the Gemara wants to know, what if, but I gave the matana to the other person, and he's now kind of the thing. I gave it to him. I was doing me'ila b'hoitzo. I did it b'meizid, so I don't bring a korban me'ila. So the Gemara has a shaila, limo mikabel, that the one who was mikabel, the matana, let him be in violation of me'ila, because he's acquiring it, he's doing the me'ila of b'hoitzo. So the Gemara says, no, that's out of the question. When he will be nana from it, or if he'll give it to a third party, he'll give it to a different person, he thinks that it says he's giving it to a third person, that'll be Me'ila Hoitzoah. Or if he'll be nana from it, he'll sit on top of it, it's a chair, he'll sit on it, or he'll use it to make a roof on top, and he'll sit tacht of it, or get on Noah Shavuot, and then it'll be Me'ila Hanoah. But his just receiving it does not constitute a Me'ila. So the Ran has the kasha there, on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, why don't you consider this Me'ila of Hoitzoah? The Mekabel Matona. he received it. He wants to acquire ownership. He thought that it's mine, and I'm giving it to him in matana. I gave it b'mezitz. I don't have a din of karba meila, but he's receiving it b'shoigek. He didn't realize that it's hegdish. So why not say he's in violation of meila b'shoigek? So the Ran says no. The Ran sounds like he's saying this, that since you need das acheres makna, whenever you have das makna, you don't need das kaina. So you can't consider the mekabel matana as if he's in violation of meila v'hoitzoh. Since there's no need for das kaina, only when you have das makna, there's no need for das kaina. That's the Tosis in Sahed and Dav Samachesim and Beis. So you can't say the Mekabel Maton is moiled just by being Mekabel. It's not going to be a meal of Hoitzor. It'll be a meal of Hanaf. It'll be Nena from it. Or it'll be a meal of Hoitzor if he gives it to a third party. But just his accepting it is not going to be. So you see that there are two levels of Das over here. There's when you want to be Makna something to somebody else, then you need Das Makna. When you want to acquire ownership of something, say, Zeichem and Ahefke, you also need Das Kaina. But if you have a Das Acheres Makna, you don't need Das Kaina. Kavanas Kinyan is enough. The Kotna is a lot by Das. He can't have Das Kaina, but he can have Kavanas Kinyan. So there are already two levels. There's Das Makna, and then when there's Das Acheres Makna, the Kaina doesn't require Das in that case. All he needs is Kavanas Kinyan. Nidorim require Das, but the halacha seems to say that it doesn't require the same high level of das that you need for kinyonim. It's a lower level of das. We can call this das hafloeh. The Rambam has the 14 svarim, the Yad HaChazaka we call it. So one sefer is called sefer hafloeh. The sefer hafloeh speaks about all the things that are chalei adi amira. Isha isha kiaf li linda neda nozer lahazal Hashem hafloeh, Rashi says, is parlay belas. It means to speak, to say something. So the Rambam has in Hilchas Hafloah, the Sefer Hafloah, he has the laws of Nedorim and Aziris and Shavuos and Erechim and Charam and Hagdashus, all of those dinim. Hafrashus, Trumas, and Maises is also an Indian of Hafloah. So there is a din of Muflah Somach Liyish that even a person a year before Bar Mitzvah, we're going to have to learn all the details. The Machlek is the Rambam and other Rishonim, what exactly the din is, but roughly speaking, a year before Bar Mitzvah, a child cannot make Mekach and Memka Menater. He cannot sell. He's not Bar Mitzvah yet. He's a Lav Bar Das. But when he gets to Nedorim, if he takes a Neder, the Neder is binding. That's called Mufla HaSamach Liish. Ish means he's already a Gadol Bar Mitzvah. And Samach Liish means a year before Bar Mitzvah. So the Gemara knows around Av Chav Tesel and Beis HaZamach Loikis HaMarayim, whether the din of Mufla HaSamach Liish is a din Daraisa or a din Darabban. Halacha Lamaisa, how do we pass Kinsot Mach Loikis, the Rambam and the Ravid? The Ravid is in Shalom B'mkomo. The Ravid is a Bikiyas that the Mishlam Melech points out. The Rambam writes explicitly in Perikin Aleph in the Dorim Halacha Dalid that the din of Mufla Samach Liish is a din deraisa. And the Ravid holds not so. The Ravid, it was Machlekes and the Gemara Nozin. The Ravid in Hilchas Gerishin in Perik Vav Halacha Tes writes that Mufla Samach Liish is only the Rabbanim. The context is the following. The Rambam says, a woman can appoint a shliach to be mekabel a get for her, but that's only provided the woman is a gedolah, she's bas mitzvah. If the woman is a ktana, I'm married to a ktana. How can I marry a ktana? A ktana is a lab bas das. The father married her off. The father was mekabel kedushin for the ktana, so she's an eshes ish menater. So if I give the get to my wife in person, a ktana can be mekabel a get. But if the ktana appoints a shliach, and I give it again to the shliach, so the Rambam quotes the din from the Gemara, it's not chal. How did the Gemara know? What's the reason for that? How do you know that a ketana cannot appoint the shliach? So the Rambam writes a whole fantastic explanation. He says, because when the Mishnah says in Gitna, when the woman appoints a shliach lekabolas aget, you require edus lekiyum adover, they meet him, and you can't have edus lekiyum adover on something that a ketana does. How does he know? Why not? You have to understand what that's all about. The Ravid says, what did he need such a complicated explanation? You have to stand on your head to understand what the Rambam's talking. He says, Poshet, how do you know that there's an institution of Shlichus at all? So the Gemara says, you learn it out from the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach. Kein Torim Ugam Atem. He says, when the farmer is Mafris, Chumas and Maisris, so the farmer gives Maiserishin to the Levi. The Levi has to be Mafris, Maisem and Amaisem. So it says, "Kein terima gam atem es trumas Hashem gam The rabbi says hashaliach. Gam is marbe, not only the farmer or the levi. The farmer can be mafresh chumas and maisa, so the levi can be mafresh maisa mina maisa and give it to the kohen. But kain terima gam atem gam. The rabbi says hashaliach. So since the two words are one next to the other, gam atem. So atem, the Torah says that only one who is bar mitzvah can be mafresh chumas and maisa. So kotna zala badas, it can be mafresh chumas and maisa. So it says atem. So it says the word gam next to atem. So the mashmoah says that they both have to be gedolim. The one is mafresh trumas, the maisis has to be a gadol, and the shliach has to be a gadol also. So the rabbi says, since the whole mocker of the whole institution of shlichus is learned out from that pasuk, the pasuk is talking about a person who is a bardas, the person who's a gadol. A cotton can't be mafresh trumas and maisis. So the whole mocker for the institution of shlichus is in a pasuk where the person is a gadol. So if he's a kotin, he can't appoint the shliach. Fartik. The Rambam didn't say that mocker, because the Rambam the Shitas holds that muflo samach liish works ben atorah. So muflo samach liish is valid not only with respect to nedorim and neziris and shavuos and erchen and charamin. It's valid ben aget afroshes trumas and maisis, because afroshes trumas and maisis is also an inyan of afloh. It's chala idei amira. The Gemara says that the pasuk that says in Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh kiseshava levate bisvasayim, teaches us that you need dibur, you need hafloah. Hafloah yifarish bisvasov, you need dibur by all in yoni hafloah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Chavavim base, Omashmul, Goma, believe it, tzach lahoitze bisvasov. A person made up his mind that he's taking a neder, Rosh Shavuot, it's not binding until he pronounces it with his lips. So the Gemara says that, however, there are two exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is hafroshas truma, because the pasuk says in the end of Parshas Korach says v'nechshav lachem trumaschem. So the pasuk pshat and the pasuk means something else. That when the levim amafrish ma'isem and amaisen, they give it to the kohen v'nechshav lachem trumaschem. When you give ma'isem and amaisen to the kohen, that's considered the same status as kadogan meragor mecham leim and ayakev, has the same din as truma mamish. Maisa mena maisa, there's a Mishnah in Me'ila, that maisa mena maisa is called Trumas maisa, and Truma gedolim, Bikurim, and Chala are all shem echad, it's all the same thing. Let's say I'm not a kohen, so if I eat Truma, if I eat a kazayis of Truma, I get Malkus. What if I eat a half a kazayis of Truma and a half a kazayis of Chala? So the Mishnah says also you get Malkus. What if I eat a quarter of a kazayis of Truma, a quarter kazayis of Chala, a quarter kazayis of Bikurim, and the court of Kazayis of Maisa Mena Maisa. So the Mishnah Me'ila says all four are Mitzdarfim, because it's all Shem Echad. If I eat a half a Kazayis of Chazer and half a Kazayis of Basim B'Cholov, we Paskin, there's a Tana who holds that you are like it, Yisurim Mitzdarfim Zemzeh, but we don't Paskin like that. We Paskin Yisurim are only Mitzdarfim Yachad, if it's Shmosteim Shavim and Shiurim Shavim, it has to be Shem Echad. So the Mishnah says that all four have Shem Echad of Truma. Truma's Maisa that the lady gives to the Kohen, and Truma Gedoyla, and Chala, and Bikurim is all Shem Echad. So that's the Pshut of Shom Mikra. V'nechshav lachem Trumas Chem, the Trumas Maisa that you Levim give to the Kohanim has the exact same status. It's Farechent, it's considered as if Kadoga Menagor Mecham, Leim Menayak has the same din as Truma Gedoyla. That's Pshut of Shom Mikra. But the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation of the Pasuk. V'nechshav lachem Trumas Chem, that Truma Nitelos Memachshava. If the farmer has, let's say, 100 bushels, and he has in mind bushels number 1 and 2 should be Truma Gedoyla, it's supposed to be Mafresh Echad Mechamishim, Mida Ayin Beinanis, so he's going to be Mafresh, he has in mind bushel number 1, bushel number 2 should be Truma Gedoyla and everything, even though he never picks it up and he never says a word. So the Gemara says that's an exception to the rule that it's Chal B'machshova. Why not learn out from there? Fakert, learn out from there to call it Tarkula, that all in Yoni HaFlo Chal Ayidei Machshova. Gemara says not because of Shnei Ksuvim Aboin Kiyachad, because there's another pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that says Kol Nediv Lev Oilus Heviu. Those who had made up their mind, the Div Lev, they made up their minds they're going to bring a Korban Oilo, so they brought the Korban Oil. So you see from the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, there's a pasuk in Chumash also called Nediv Lev Yaviyah. Why does the Gemara quote the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim? Is a good question. Divrei Kabbalah Le'Avinu. They should have quoted the pasuk from Chumash, but Gemara quotes the pasuk from Dirayam. So the Gemara says these are the two exceptions to the rule that Karbanas are Chalba Machshava, even though it should have also been an inyan of Hafloah, and Truma is Chalba Machshava. So when you have Shnei Ksivim Aboin Ki Echad, So you don't learn a mamatzinu to call a Torah kula. So the Gemara says, that truma belongs to the same category of binyani hafloa, and you should really require amira. And the pasuk says, that's an exception to the rule. But basically, truma is hafroshes truma is an inyan of inyani hafloa. So the din of mufla samach liish, the Mishnah says, Mishnah has a machlokes satanai, but we paskin that mufla samach liish the year before by mitzvah. Not only the Dendor Machal, if he knows what he's talking about, the Dendorim and the Shavuos and the Naziris has Chal, if he's Mafresh, Trumas and Maises, it's also Chal, because this belongs to the category of Hafloah. So the Raibit understood that Mufal, the Raibit Paskins, that Mufal al-Samach Liish is only Midirabbanan. So in our Torah, when the Pasuk says, Kein Tarima Gamatem, that you can appoint a Shliach, that's only talking about a person who's Bar Mitzvah. Before Bar Mitzvah, he can't be Mafresh Trumah. So the Pasuk is not talking about him, but the Rambam couldn't have said that mocker. Because the Rambam paskins beferish in Hilchus Nedorim, Perkid Aleph, Halacha Dalit, then Mufal HaSamach Liish is a din deraisa. So the Pasuk is talking Atem, Pasuk is talking about a kid who's a year before Bar Mitzvah. So it says Gam. So how do you know that he can't appoint a Shliach? Maybe he can appoint a Shliach. So that's where the Rambam had to come up with a new mocker. How do you know that the woman who is a Ketana cannot appoint a Shliach? The Kabbalah Saget. So the Mishnah Melech points it out in the Hilchus Nedarim that this is a Mefurish Machloikis, the Rambam and the Raibit. It's a Machloikis in the Gemara and Nazir, where the Mufal HaSamach Liish is the Raisa, the Rabban, Machloikis, the Rambam and the Raibit, how to Paskin. So even if you hold Mufal HaSamach Liish as a Din, the Raisa, see, it's learned that from a Pasuk. So it's a Mefurish and Mokar that the Das that's needed for Hafloif and Yoni Nedarim is a lower level of Das. By Gitmi Gedush and Mekach HaMemkar, Mufal HaSamach Liish is not going to help a year before Bar Mitzvah. He cannot make Kinyonim in HaTorah. It's only by Nidorim. Even if one should assume, like the Raivid, that Mufal HaSamach Liish only works with the Rabbanon, but it must be called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. There must be a Mokker in the Din Deraisa that you don't need such a high level of Das. Otherwise, why in the world did the Rabbanon invent such a concept, Yesh Meayin, that a lower level of Das is sufficient? So where is there a mocker on the level of the Raisa that by Inyone HaFloya you don't need such a high level of Das? So there is a Gemara in Shavuah, so the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. Chola Sheibate Ha'odam Mishavuah. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Chola Sheibate Ha'odam Mishavuah. So the Gemara has a drasha, Ha'odam Mishavuah Prat Leonos. That the Shavuah is only binding if the person, when he took the Shavuah, knew what he was talking about. But if he made some kind of a mistake, the Shavuah is not Chal. So Makshim Hoylem, what do you need a Pasuk to say? If you need Das for Mekach and Memke and the Kiddush, you need Das for Nedorim and Naziris. Of course, if he made a mistake, it's not Chal. So it must be that the Pasuk, they quote in the name of Rab Chaim and the Kiddush and the Piyashmua, must be that the Pasuk is telling me that there are things that are considered a Toys in Nedorim and Shavuos that in Kol HaTorah Kulo would not be considered a Toys. One example would be the institution of HaTorah Nedorim. Let's say a person gets married, and then it turns out that it was he dated the girl forever, and then he gets married, and he or she realizes that they made a major mistake. So let him go to Bezin and say, if I would have realized that it's not going to turn out well, I would never have married her in the first place. So let him make a Torah Sindorim, and they'll say, you made a mistake, and it's not Chal. Why can the Bezin make a Torah Sindorim if a person took a neder? Bezin declares that it was a neder b'tois. So if he gets married, it's also b'tois. Let's say he bought a stock and the stock goes down. He buys the real estate and it goes down in value. So why don't you say he goes to a bezin and says, I thought the real estate was going to go up in value. If I would have known it's going to go down, I would never have bought it in the first place. So the answer is that institution of HaTorah Nedarim, the Mishnah says the end of the first parak in Chagiga, that it's Het Nedarim Parchem Ba'avir, Ve'en Lahem HaMeshi Yismocho, that it's not in Torah Shebichsab at all, it's only Parchem Ba'avir. It's transmitted orally from generation to generation. It's purely Torah Shebal Peh. Now the Tanoim and the Gemara there, the end of the first parak in Chagiga, disagree. They say, no, Yesh Lama Meshe Yismochu. It is learned out from reading in between the lines. That's a Machlokes HaTanoim. What is the Mokar? The Chumash talks about Hafara, that the father or the husband can be made from the Nedarim. But where does it say? It doesn't say in the Chumash anything about HaTorah, that Bezdin can be Mater Neder. So the Mishnah holds that it's purely Halacha Moshe Misinai, no Mokar. And the other Tanoim and the Gemara learn out from reading in between the lines. But whatever it is, there is it is a din d'oraisa. It's not a din d'rabbanan hataras nedarim. So hataras nedarim only works by inyanim of hafloah. Hataras nedarim works by haprashas truma also. Hataras nedarim works by hekdeshes also. Person was magdash karbon. The Gemara has in Perek Beishamai in Maseches Nozir. There's a Perek that begins with the word Beishamai Yomrim. So Beishamai are of the opinion Hegdash Tois is Chal. So according to Beishamai, you cannot have Hataras and Dorim. If you are Magdish an animal, you are Magdish some. Because Hataras and Dorim is based on the Bezin declaring that it was a mistake. They hold the Hegdash Betois is Chal. They learn it out from the institution of Tmura. The person says Harezu Tachazu, and he thought that it's going to work. If he would have realized Vayuhu is Marasa Yir Kodesh, he's not going to get away with it. So he would never have said, he wouldn't have said in the first place, Harezu Tachazu. And nonetheless, the Torah says that the second Hegdish is Chal. So Bishami say, we learn out from Tchilas Hegdish, Misof Hegdish. You see, by Tmura, by Sof Hegdish, I already have an animal that's Hegdish. And I say, Harezu Tachazu. So the second Hegdish is Chal, you see, Hegdish Betois is Chal. And we still disagree, no, there's no such thing. Sof Hegdish, maybe that's a penalty that the Torah made, Vayuhu is Marasa Yir Kodesh. Whatever it is, Tamura is Chal, even though it's a tois. Whatever the Hezber is, that's also Machlok Zerushainim. According to Beis Hillel, why is Tamura Chal, even though despite the fact that it's a tois? But by Tchilas Hegdish, a person has Magdish something, by mistake, he thought that he's a multimillionaire and he has enough money to be Magdish 100 behemoths, and then he finds out that this is his whole life savings. That's all he has is the 100 behemoths. He doesn't know, he thought that he's a multimillionaire. He finds out that he just lost all of his assets before he was Magdish it. So we pass like Beis Hillel that the Hegdish is not Chal. Hegdish betos is not Chal. So the Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, that Hegdish tos is Chal. So there's never any such thing as Hataras Nedarim by Hegdish, but according to Beis Hillel, there is Hataras Nedarim by Hegdish. Even though the fellow was, not only says Hare Alai to give a korban, he says Hare Zu, he's Magdish, this should be a korban oila. There should be a korban shlamim. He can make She'elo, he can make Hataras Nedarim. Why? Because it belongs to the category of Inyani Hafloah. And in all Inyani Hafloah, it's easy come, easy go. You didn't need such a high level of das. It's easier to declare that it was a Hegdish Betois. There is such a discussion also in the Gemara in Kiddushin Afayin, Chesam and Beis, the same Gemara appears in Yesh Noichlin. Gemara is discussing the Pasuk in Chumash, that it says, Kiseyenu yesh tei noshim ha'achas ha'huvo v'achas nu'o v'yoldo labonim ha'huvo v'achas nu'o v'ya b'yen ha'pchor las nu'o. And the father doesn't, when the father's about to die, b'yom ha'nchilo is bon ha'beis ha'shiyo lo, he doesn't want to give the pishnaim to the ben ha'snu'o. He wants to give pishnaim to the ben ha'huvo. So the pasuk says he's not allowed to lo yuchal levaka is ben ahuva ki asapchor ben asnua yakir los is lo pishlam. So the Gemara understands yakir that the father has namanis to say that this son is the pchor, the namanis of the father. So the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk? The father before on his deathbed, the father can give the matana whatever he wants. It's biyado to give. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me asapchor ben asnua yakir? The father has namanis to say. Let's say he has a lodge and the father is 90 years old and the children are in their late 50s, 60s, and sometimes the older one looks younger than the younger. Let's say the younger one has a long white beard and the older one has a clean shaven. So the older one looks 10 years younger than the younger one. So the father is named to say, even though it doesn't look like that and nobody knows who's older than whom, so the father is believed to say on the one who looks younger that he is the Bchor. Father's belief. So the Gemara asks, what do you need a pasuk? We would know that on our own. That the din is, even though he's an Eid Echad and even though he's a Korif to all the children, but he's Neman because Biyodo, if he owns all of his assets, he can give it b'matana. Even if this child is, it's not true, even if the child is not the oldest, even if he's not the Bchor, it's Biyodo to give it b'matana. So the Gemara says, maybe I need the pasuk yakir, the nurchasim shebolo lachemikain. He makes this statement that the one who is clean shaven, who looks 10 years younger than one with the long white beard, he says he's younger. He says that he's the pchor, the one who looks younger, he says he's the pchor. He says it 10 years before he dies. And the last 10 years before he dies, he makes another $1 million. So the extra $1 million that he gets later, and he says he's the pchor, he's entitled to pishnai. So he said it 10 years before he died, and he earned another $1 million before he died. So that was a davish labol yolam. So it wasn't biyado to be makne. At the time that he said it, 10 years ago, it wasn't biyado to be makne b'matana the nechasim that he's not going to get yet. So the Gemara said, maybe that's what you need the pasuk for. Then the Gemara asked, by the coin to Rav Meir, Rav Meir is of the opinion, are the makne dovash l'bali? You can't be makne dovash l'masav. What do you need a pasuk yakir that the father has namanis? He has biyado. He should be naman without a pasuk yakir. You don't need a special parsha of namanis to ascertain who's the pchor. He should be naman because biyado to give even the dovash l'bali yoylam. So the Gemara answers in Kiddushin Ayin Ches on the base, and the same Gemara appears in Yesh Nechel. The Gemara says, "Lo tzvicha v'nechas v'shenafel lo kishuhu goseis." Fine, he could be makna. The father could be makna 10 years before he dies, even a double share as a matana. He can give a double share to the younger child, even in the nechasim that he doesn't have yet, that he's going to earn later. Rav Meir holds he can make a kinyan on a dovish l'bal yolam. It'll be chal when it'll be bala olam. But what if he's going to acquire nechasim when he'll be a goseis? A goseis is a day or two before he's about to die. He's already not in a condition. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's not in a condition to make any kinyonim. So that's, you can make a kinyon on a dovish l'bali olam if it'll ultimately be bala olam, and at the time that'll be bala olam, he'll be in a condition that'll be able to be makna then. So then Rav Meir is of the opinion you can make a kinyon ad shaloi tova l'olam also, and it'll be chaleh. But what if he's going to become bala olam at a time that he's going to be a goseis? So then the Gemara says, even Rav Meir would agree that you cannot make a kinyan on a dovish l'bali yoylam. So Tosfos and the Rishonim raise an issue. Why can't a goseis make kinyanim? Usually the goseis is foaming at the mouth and he doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah, but a lot of times the goseis is of sound mind. He's about to die. All of his organs, all the vital organs are starting to shut down one by one. That's gesisa. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Aholos that he gives you a definition of a geisus. The Mishnah says a geisus kechai l'chol dov. A geisus is not considered a mace. It's not mitami till after he dies. So the Rambam writes, geisus is one in whom tahalich hamavis. That's the Hebrew translation from the Arabic. I don't read Arabic. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Hebrew translation writes, tahalich hamavis has already begun. So death is a process, the Rambam writes. So what's a process? If one by one, the vital organs, there are a lot of organs you can live without. There are people in the neighborhood, they have no legs, they have no arms, they have no nose, they have no ears, they have no eyes. You can be missing a lot. But the vital organs you can't live without. So when the vital organs start to shut down one by one, that's Talich HaMavis is beginning. That's the question, when is Talich HaMavis completed? When is it over? Do you need that all of the vital organs should stop functioning, or ruba kukula raiva, the vital organs should stop, or one vital organ? Pashtus says when one vital organ shuts down, that's the beginning of the process. And when either raiva or all of the vital organs shut down, that's the gemara of the process. Then there's another question, how many vital organs are there? So the Rambam, the gemara talks in different places about Eivash HaNeshama Tliyabo. So the Rambam, the Ora Yosha points this out on Gemara Zvachim. He says, if you look in the Rambam only has three vital organs. He talks about the brain and the liver and the heart. But there are more vital organs than the brain, the lungs. So what is the Rambam holds that it's Halpidin, the Halacha only recognizes three vital organs, or is it Lavdafke? Or should we say, whatever the doctors in our generation say, whatever our vital organs count? So that's unclear. That's a question. How do you determine what the moment of death is? One of the young men who learned in the Kol published the whole sefer on it. Okay, so that's a shaila halacha ma'aseh. Different opinions in our generation. So the Tosfos there in Kiddushin Ayin Ches and Beis raises an issue. From the Gemara would appear that once a person is in the process of gesisa, his vital organs are starting to shut down. Alpidin, it can't be marked in his property. Why not? Why a geisus is a la bardas? So they ask, isn't it against the Tosefta? The Mishnah in the Hala says that a geisus kechai l'chol dvarav, and the Tosefta says beferish a geisus noider v'nerach, noider umarich. He can say hare alai. He can take a neder to give money to Hegdish, and he can ask his property on other people. He can take nedarim. So you see that a geisus is a bardas. So why does it say over here that a geisus cannot be makne his property? even according to Rav Meir, Oda Maknan Dovah Shel Abal Yoylam, it's only if L'Kishayo Bala Oylam, he will have the ability at that time to be Maknan. But if Nechasim Shanafen Lo Kishu Gosis, if he's going to acquire the money when he'll be in the state of Gosis, at that time he won't be able to be Maknan. Why can't he be Maknan? So Tosis has a whole Machlokes, is the Rosh there in Kiddushin. And Perek Dalet, Siman Tezayin, picks up on this. There was a major machlokes in the days of the Rishonim, days of the Balei HaTosfos. Let's say a person is in a state of gesisa, and he tells the sefer, write a get and give it to my wife. I want to divorce my wife. Can he instruct them to give a get? You say a gesis is not a bardas, a gesis al pidin can't instruct to give a get. But he say, no, gesis gechai b'chol dvarav, he can be makna. So from the Gemara would appear that a gesis cannot be makna. So the Tosfos says, isn't it against the Tosefta? So the Pharisee, the Goses is no there. Umarach, he can take Nidorim. So the Rosh writes, maybe Nidorim is different from Das. Because Das, Nidorim, you don't need such a high level of Das. So since the Goses, Talich HaMobis, has already begun, so he's half dead. He's not fully dead yet. He's not yet Metame. So since the process of death has already begun, so he doesn't have... If he's half dead, he doesn't have the full das al pidin. So maybe he doesn't have enough das to be makna, doesn't have enough das to give a get, or to be mekadosh and isha. But maybe he does have enough das to make an eder, to be noider amarech. So the Rosh makes that distinction. So it could be that true, muflas hamachliish could be the true, that it's only midirabbanon, if you all like the ravid, muflas hamachliish, he paskins like the opinion and knows, muflas hamachliish only the rabbanon. But it's called the Tikkun Rabbanon. Came the Raisa Tikkun. There's only Hataras Nedarim by Inyani Hafloah. There's no Hataras Nedarim by Gittim, Kedushim, by Mekah and Memkar. And the Rosh distinguished when he get to Goises. It could be that the Goises are La Bardas when he get to Mekah and Memkar, when he get to Gittim, Kedushim. But it could be that he is enough of a Bardas when he get to Nedarim. There's also another Gemara in the end of Nedarim Pei Zayin Amun Aleph, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says if you made a kinyan, this is another step. If you made a kinyan, you can back out Terkedei Dibur. Terkedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. What if a person gave Gitna Kiddushin and Terkedei Dibur after giving the get, or Terkedei Dibur after giving the Kiddushin, he backs out and he wants to be Chayzer from the Gitna the Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, Terkei Dedibur, you cannot back out from Gittin V'Kiddushin. So the question is, why not? So the Ran explains, and the Dharm, the Ran took over the whole Masichta. So the Ran explains over there that by Kinyonim, if the guy backs out, the Ran holds there's no such din of Chazara Terkei Dedibur. It doesn't exist. The din is, if you back out Terkei Dedibur from Mekka Chamemka, it's a Gloy Milson of Afreya that you really never had Dash Lema at the time that you made the kinyan. But it's not that there's a din of chazara terkei dedibur. It's igloi muslim afrei, he never had das. But by gitmi kedushin, the Ran says it's an umdina. A person whenever that's such a serious issue, getting married and getting divorced is so serious, he wouldn't have done the kedushin, he wouldn't have done the gerushin in the first place if he didn't have das shlema. So it must have been, we assume, that at the moment that he did the Gittin Kiddushin, he had a Dash Lema, and then he backs out Terkei Dedibur, so there's never a din of Chazara Terkei Dedibur. The only reason why there's Chazara Terkei Dedibur by Mekach HaMemkar is because it's Igloi Milson HaMafreya that he never had a Dash Lema. That's how the Ran explains a Hezber. The Avne Miluim, by the Ktsois and Choshe and Eben Ezra, so the Avne Miluim suggests a different explanation. He wants to say that maybe there are different levels of das. Just like we said that the das that's needed for Nedarim is a lower level of das, and the das of Mekka Hamemka is a higher level of das, and there are differences benegir to Mufla Samachliyish, and benegir to Goseis, and benegir to Hataras and Dorim. So the Avne Miluim says maybe there's a distinction between Gittin and Kiddushin on the one hand, and Mekka Hamemka on the other hand. Gittin and Kiddushin are more serious, and maybe need a higher level of das for Gittin and Kiddushin than you need for Mekka Hamemka. So true, there is a din, not like the Ran. He's suggesting not like the Ran. True, there is an institution of Chazara, Terkei Dedibur. It's not that it's a Gloy Milson Mafred that he never had Dash Lema at the time that he made the Kinyan. No, he's backing out. There is a din, you can back out Terkei Dedibur, Terkei Dedibur, Kedibur Domi, you can back out. But by getting the Gedushin, since you must have had a higher level of Das, so Alpidin, since it's a stronger level of Das, I consider that as if it's a Maise, Veloyosi, Dibur, or Mevatl Maise. he uses a melitza. The Gemara, osi dibum vatal dibur, but osi dibum vatal maisa. So he says, maybe you can back out turkadib dibur from das from mekin chamemkar, because it was only das. So you back out turkadib, so you cancel that das. But the das for getting kedushin, since you require a higher level of das al pidin, so maybe that you cannot back out turkadib. Maybe I treat that das like a maisa, and you cannot back out from that. Why should one assume the Avnei Miluim's premise that you need a higher level of das by getting the kedushin than you need from Mekka from Memkar? So Rab Chaim in his Sefer writes like that. Hilchas Chalitza. Rab Chaim says based on a Mishnah Melach, he thinks that the Ramam Shita, there's room to dings up with Rab Chaim Sarchoche, but Rab Chaim thinks that the Ramam Shita is that Eidus Lekiyum Adover is only needed by getting the kedushin, because you need a higher level of das, and the only way to accomplish to make it a higher level of das by mekach memkar, you don't need eidus lekiyum adover. Let's say I go to the grocery store and I buy something. And there's no one else watching when I buy it, so the din is at the liyavis adiyah lelashakri. You only need the institution of eidim, and someone's going to tell a lie. No one's going to deny anything, so there's no need for eidus. It's only what we call eidus lebir hadover. But by Gidmi Gedushin, you need Eidus Lekim Adov. If you don't have Eidim, it's not Chal. Why not? So Rab Chaim thinks, based on the Mishnah Melech, that you need the Eidus Lekim Adov, that the Das should be expressed in public. In the presence of two Eidim, so I won't be able to deny it later on. We used to, when I was a student in the college, we used to have a dean here. So the dean used to, there were a lot of deans here. Always a lot of deans. So one of the deans would always make a private deal with the student, Beinenu Lebein Atzmeinu. That's what he would say. And then later on, he would back out. So we understood why he always made the deals Beinenu Lebein Atzmeinu, because I was going to back out. But if you express your das in public, in the presence of two Eidim, so you can't back out later on. So that's a higher level of das. Rab Chaim thinks that the Ramam Shita, is that Eidus Lekim Adover is needed by Gittin Mikidushin as opposed to Mekach HaMemkar, because by Gittin Mikidushin you need a higher level of das, so the das has to be expressed in public. We probably don't paskan like this halacha l'maisa. It could even be that the Rambam never meant it. Rab Chaim interprets it based on kashas. Could be the Rambam never meant it, but halacha l'maisa, we probably don't paskan like that, because the Mishnah Melech raises the question whether Yibum requires Eidus Lekiyum Adover. What's the issue? Because Yibum, habal yavimta beim shogeg beim meizid, the Yibum is chal, the Kedushin is chal. So by Yibum, he doesn't have to have kavana at all. He just has to have kavana l'shem diya. But he doesn't have to have kavana to be kind of her at all. So he don't need das. And nonetheless, there's a machloikis, and the Binyan Tzion has two tshuvas halacha maisa, where he says, he thinks we pass on halacha maisa, that yibum, in order to be kind of, requires eidus lekiyum adover. So it would appear that, not like Rab Chaim, we don't accept that halacha. Rab Chaim said pshat in the Rambam, he didn't say that that's how you pass on halacha. So the pashtus is, that's the shayla by yibum, where they need eidus lekiyum adover by yibum. So it could be that you have two levels of das. Das makne is a higher level of das than das kaina. Whenever there's das makne, there's no need for das kaina. And then das hafloe is a lower level of das than das makne. Muflat samach liyish is good, and there's hatoris nedorim, and geises, the Rosh suggested a difference between the two. And it could be that gitni kedusha needs a higher level of das than Mekach HaMemka. Rav Shach has in his Sefer Shtikl Torah that Rav Soloveitchik said the name Rab Chaim. Shach doesn't quote it, the name Rab Chaim. Rav Soloveitchik said the whole Shtikl Torah name Rab Chaim. That there is a Mishnah in Erech HaNadav Chof Aleph HaMed Aleph that sometimes a man doesn't want to give his wife a get. So there are cases where the bezin has the right to be kai for the husband to give the get. But the din says he has to give the get midaito. So it says, Makanosat Shiyamah Roitzani. He beat him up till he says Roitzani. I mean, not that we beat him up and we say, you better say Rotsani, we're going to beat you up. No, we beat him up and he says, and then he volunteers something on his own that we didn't force him to say. He said, no, I want to give the get anyway. I was going to give the get anyway. You don't have to beat me up. So if he volunteers something more than what, if we write the script in front of him and say this or we're going to keep on hitting you, and then he just reads the words, Rotsani, so then it's no good. But if he volunteers something more than we forced him to say, so that's, Rotsani is good by the get. So the Ravid writes in two places in the Hasogas on the Rambam that this requirement for Reitzani is not restricted only to the case of the get, as it appears in the Mishnah. He says it applies to Kiddushin also. And it applies to Mekach HaMemka. Let's say I come to you and I threaten I'm going to kill you unless you sell me your house. the house is worth $1 million. If I pay you $20,000, that's toyu v'yoyv. I forced you to give me a matona. So that's not chal. But if I paid you the full $1 million for the house, it's just you didn't want to sell it. But I thought I'm going to kill you unless you sell it. And I pay you the right amount of money. That's called toyu v'zobin. So toyu v'zobin, the kinyan is good. So the rabbi writes, it's only valid if he says roitzani. If he volunteers something more than we pressured him to say. And the Rambam doesn't write Roitzani over there. So the Rabbit is Masig on the Rambam, why he didn't say Roitzani. And the same thing the Rambam has in Hilchas Ishus, the beginning of Perek Dal in Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam quotes a Gemara, that if the man held a gun to the girl, and he said, you marry me or I'm going to kill you. So the girl says, okay, I'll marry you. So min atorah with the Kiddushin is Chal. But the Gemara says, HaKira HaBonu Kiddushin Minei. Why? Who also? Shaloi Kehogin, also Ima Shaloi Kehogin. So min the Rabbanu, they cancel the Kiddushin. So the Rambam quotes from the Gaonim, that's only if the boy pressured the girl to marry him. Because if the girl is married, if you leave it on a din d'oraisa, she's going to be stuck for the rest of her life with this miserable meshugana husband who pressured her to marry him. What if the girl held the gun up to the boy and she said, you marry me or I'm going to kill you, and he agreed to marry her. So the world doesn't come to an end. He has a berry, he can give her a get later on. So they never introduced the din of Apkina Abani Kedusha Mineh in such a case. So if the girl holds the gun up to the boy, she says, you marry me or I kill you. And he says, okay, don't kill me. Here's the ring, Hariyat Mukadeshusli. So the Rambam says, the Kiddushin is Chal. So the Rabbit says, wait a minute, you forgot to say Roitzani. Only if the boy says Roitzani. If he doesn't say Roitzani, it's not Chal. So the Rambam apparently understood, seems like the Rambam understood that the Mishnah has Roitzani by the get. It never has it by Kiddushin, never has it by Mekir HaMemka. So that's what Rav Shach has in his Sefer, and Rav Soloveitchik said the same. Word for word, the same as Rav Shach has in his Sefer B'Shem Rav Chaim. Apparently, the Rambam is of the opinion that a get needs even a higher level of das than kiddushin. So you have different levels of das. And das gitten is the highest level of das. And he quoted the same raya from the Rambam that Rav Shach quotes. The Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Gerish, and writes, Asora dinim nemru beget. There are 10 dinim, and he quotes psukim for each one. So one of the dinim is, the Baal has to give the get midaito. You learn that from a pasuk. Of course you need a get as a kinyan. All kinyanim need das, all shtoras need das. It's a manishtana over here. So that's what Rav Shach has, and Rav Soloveitchik said b'shem Rav Chaim. You learn that from a pasuk that it needs a new din of das. You need a higher level of das. Just like you learn that from the pasuk called the Meshuah Patlionus, that a neder that's chal, that a neder that's taken by mistake is not chal. Of course it's not chal. You need das. It must be that even something that in Kol HaTorah Kulo would not be considered a toyes, by Nidorim it is called a toyes, because it only needs a lower level of das, so it's easier to knock off the das. Here by get, the Rambam quotes a pasuk that you need das by a get. What do you need a pasuk for? It's a kinyan. You need a higher level of das. The pasuk must be telling you it's a different level of das from Kol HaTorah Kulo. So it could be that das gitten is a higher level of das kiddushin. Das kiddushin is a higher level than das Makna. Das Makna is a higher level than Das Kaina. Whenever there's Das Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina to be Zechem and Hefke. You do need Das Kaina. But whenever there's Das Makna, you don't need. And then Hafloa, Das Hafloa is a lower level of Das. I have in one of my Sfarim a whole essay about Zochen Leodom Shaloi Befonov. The Gemara talks about Zochen Leodom Shaloi Befonov to be Mekabel Amatona. I want to give you a Matona, you're not here, so I give the Matona to someone else, he should be kinder for you. So the Rashba, there's a famous Rashba in Nidorim, later on Daf Lamed Hey, where the Rashba sounds like he says, the Ksais quotes this Rashba, sounds like he says that you don't say Zochen Meyodim. Zochen Leodom Shaloi Befonov only works to substitute for the Das Kaina, because Das Kaina is a lower level of Das, but doesn't work with Das Makna. So the Ksais claims there never was such a Rashba, that it was a misunderstanding. The Chazanish says, the Ktsois misunderstood the Rashba. There never was such a Rashba. The Rashba never said. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chana has tshuvas like that. The rabbis in Europe used them. When they sold the chometz on behalf of all the balabatim who appointed them as a shliach, and on behalf of the balabatim who forgot to appoint them as a shliach, because they were religious balabatim. They didn't want to violate Bayurah. They forgot to appoint the rabbi as a shliach. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chana paskins that you do say Zachen Meyodim. But the question is, do you say Zochin to be mekabel kiddushin for a girl? Do you say zochin to be mekadosh anisha for a boy? Do you say zochin to write a get for a man? So it could be when you reach higher, where if you reach If you're talking about a case where you require a higher level of das, it could, that's too much. You don't say zochen to take the place of that higher level of das. Could be you only say, like the Rashba said, like the Tzais understood the Rashba, you only say zochen liodom, the substitute for das kaina, and not for das makna. So taka, we don't accept the Tzais, chazanishin, or biskohana say we don't accept the Tzais. But it could be that by gittin, or by kiddushin, could be by other cases we need it, clearly need a higher level of das. Could be it wouldn't apply zochen. So getting back again over here, Rapapa Safik was of the Yeshiyad Kiddushin, because Kiddushin needs a higher level of das, and maybe there you have to say more explicitly. If it's only a yad, it's a little bit unclear what he's saying. Maybe that's not enough das. But for the text of the get, that's not the das kid, that's not the das gerishin. Das gerishin when he say Hareza Gitach Varet Muteris Lukhaladam. But the text of the get, of course there's a din of yad. That's what I suggest. Okay.